Hey, feeling unsure about your finances these days? You're not alone. That's why Noble Gold Investments is here to help. Just hear it straight from the people who they've helped. The Noble crew walked me through everything with no stress. With their help, I could finally sleep easy at night. And now this month, Noble Gold Investments is handing out a free 5-ounce silver America the Beautiful coin if you qualify for an IRA. Invest in gold and silver with Noble Gold Investments. Go to NobleGoldInvestments.com right now. That is NobleGoldInvestments.com right now. Hey, everybody. It's on the Charlie Kirk Show. We talk about Alexander Solzhenitsyn, why ideology trumps reality. And become a member at charliekirk.com and click on the members tab. Get involved with the most important organization in America. That is tpusa.com. That is tpusa.com. Start a high school or college chapter today at tpusa.com. Buckle up, everybody. Here we go.
Charlie, what you've done is incredible here.
Maybe Charlie Kirk is on the college campus.
I want you to know we are lucky to have Charlie Kirk.
Charlie Kirk's running the White House, folks.
I want to thank Charlie. He's an incredible guy. His spirit, his love of this country. He's done an amazing job building one of the most powerful youth organizations ever created, Turning Point USA.
We will not embrace the ideas that have destroyed countries, destroyed lives, and we are going to fight for freedom on campuses across the country. That's why we are here.
Brought to you by the loan experts I trust, Andrew and Todd at Sierra Pacific Mortgage at andrewandtodd.com. There's a name that has been discussed more and more. I don't want to say it's a household name, but it needs to be. If you're looking for something to do this weekend, do some reading, some reflecting, some researching, some listening about the name Alexander Solzhenitsyn. Many of you in the audience say, yeah, I know who Alexander Solzhenitsyn is. I wonder, even at our nation's quote-unquote elite schools, if I went to Harvard, if I went to Yale, and I asked how many of them knew who Alexander Solzhenitsyn was and a single thing that he wrote, I wonder what percentage that would be. Blake, what do you think? You went to Dartmouth. I'm curious. What percentage of Ivy Leaguers would know a single thing that Solzhenitsyn published? Blake says 10%. Okay, that's about right. Solzhenitsyn was one of the most influential people of the 20th century. Solzhenitsyn was born and raised in Russia. He actually served in the Red Army. And then he was arrested by the Soviet police, otherwise known as SMERSH, an umbrella organization, counterintelligence, because the Soviet Union was more focused on what was happening domestically when it came towards dissidents than anything else, if you spoke against the regime. So Alexander Solzhenitsyn wrote a private letter just being critical of Joseph Stalin, and he was sent to a gulag. Solzhenitsyn then was let out of the gulag 8 years later in something that was then known as the Khrushchev Thaw, and he started to write. He was an artist. He was a very, very gifted author, publish and write. And he started to push the regime more and more, and then eventually his magnum opus was the Gulag Archipelago in 1973. If I could have my way and I could have every single young person in America read, study, and understand the Gulag Archipelago, we would not be in the mess that we are in, period. It's a very readable book. It's a very compelling book. Of course, that's the one book they don't want in our schools. They'll have gay pornography in our schools. They'll have 1619 Project. But to have a piece of literature that talks about how the Soviet Union went after its own citizens, how Marxism leads to outright totalitarianism and authoritarianism, doesn't find its way into American schools. How long till that book is memory hold? Some people say that this book, The Gulag Archipelago, was actually one of the most influential books that took down the Soviet Union because it pierced the consciousness of the West. What's so amazing about this story is that Solzhenitsyn writes the book. Millions of people read it. The Soviet Union had a lot of explaining to do about how they were sending their citizens out for death at the gulags, work camps. And then Solzhenitsyn did a series of speeches. He started to travel the West, and the West thought he was going to come and speak about how amazing Western values are. He gave a famous speech in 1978 at Harvard, and the Harvard elite thought that Solzhenitsyn was going to come and talk about the inevitable victory of liberalism. Instead, Solzhenitsyn had a different tone. Solzhenitsyn was not there to pat the elites of the West on the back. Instead, the man who was imprisoned by the Soviets, who wrote a book that eventually brought down the Soviet Union, spoke to the West and said, "You guys are headed in the wrong direction." This is 1978. Quote, Solzhenitsyn said to the people at Harvard, the speech was originally given in Russian, "Humanism, which has lost its Christian heritage, cannot prevail in this competition. Thus, during the past centuries, and especially in recent decades, as the process becomes more acute, the alignment of forces was as follows. Liberalism was inevitably pushed aside by radicalism. Radicalism had to surrender to socialism, and socialism could not stand up to communism. The communist regime in the East could endure and grow due to enthusiastic support from an enormous number of Western intellectuals, refused to see communism's crimes when they no longer could do so. They tried to justify these crimes. The problem persists in our Eastern countries. Communism has suffered a complete ideological defeat. It is zero and less than zero. And yet, Western intellectuals still look at it with considerable interest and empathy." He said that at a Harvard commencement address, saying, "You intellectuals are just going to bring the very same Marxist idea toxins that we have ideologically defeated." His Nobel acceptance speech, quote, "Over half a century ago, while I was still a child, I recall hearing a number of older people offer the following explanation for the disasters that have befallen Russia. Men have forgotten God, and this is why all of this has happened. Since then, I, Alexander Solzhenitsyn, spent 50 years working on history of revolutions. In the process, I have read hundreds of books, collected hundreds of personal testimonies, and have already contributed 8 volumes of my own towards the effort of clearing away the rubble left by the upheaval. But if I were asked today to formulate as concisely as possible the main cause for the ruinous revolution that swallowed up 60 million of our own people, I will say again, men have forgotten God. And that is why all of this happened." He started as Russian Orthodox, became a Marxist-Leninist, and later went back to Russian Christian Orthodox. Solzhenitsyn was warning us in the 70s, be very careful. The very beast that you say that you have defeated is coming here and coming here soon. Hear it in his own words, Play Cut 119.
The Western world has lost its civil courage. Both as a whole and separately, in each country, each government, each political party, and of course in the United Nations. Should one point out that from ancient times declining courage has been considered the beginning of the end?
The beginning of the end. Newsweek.com breaking in the last couple of days. Exclusive: Donald Trump followers targeted by FBI as 2024 election nears. The federal government believes that the threat of violence and major civil disturbances around the 2024 U.S. presidential election is so great that it has quietly created a new category of extremists that it seeks to track and counter Donald Trump's army of MAGA followers. This story is a bombshell story, and it's exactly what Solzhenitsyn predicted to a T. The very same ideological cancer, the very same toxins that brought the Soviet Union to a 60 million person murderous spree. It's not a matter of if America will be there. It is here. The monster has arrived, everybody. I had a conversation recently. They said, "Charlie, how long until we become socialist or become Marxist?" I hate to say, but this is Marxism, pure and simple. It's not a matter of if they are coming or when it takes over. The FBI, despite the fact that there has been a 35% increase in murders since 2019, despite the fact that we have increases in arson and rape and looting, random acts of violence, no, your own government is following the Solzhenitsyn playbook he warned us about, which is that you, the American right, are the enemy. Your tax dollars that you work so hard, when you send them to DC, you are creating a Politburo. You are creating the American equivalent of SMERSH, the secret police that are going to try to drag Americans to the gulags of their own making. And people that are in the leadership of the Democrat Party are openly talking about re-education camps. That is not an exaggeration. I will play that tape. They are talking about bringing you to re-educate you. This is all about an elimination of the American right. They cannot run on their successes. The border is open. We're funding Ukraine. They're transing the kids. It's all about destroying you. And when I say destroying, it is not a metaphor. It is real. Maybe we should reread Solzhenitsyn because he's been right about everything. We thought that we were going to welcome him for a victory lap in 1978. And Solzhenitsyn said, you guys are next. You're going to embrace the very ideas that killed my family, killed my friends, and destroyed my country. We laughed at him. We thought we were better. And here we are. Hey, everybody. Mike Lindell has a passion to help you get the best sleep of your life. He didn't stop at the pillow. Mike Lindell has created the Giza Dream bed sheets. These sheets look and feel great, which means an even better night's sleep, which is crucial for your overall health. Mike found the world's best cotton called Giza. It's ultra soft and breathable, but extremely durable. Mike's Giza sheets come with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty. Mike's latest incredible deal is the sale of the year. For a limited time, you'll receive 50% off the Giza Dream Sheets, marking prices down as low as $29.98, depending on the size. Go to MyPillow.com, promo code Kirk. That is MyPillow.com, promo code Kirk, including the MyPillow 2.0 mattress topper, MyPillow kitchen towel sets, and so much more. Call 800-875-0425 or go to MyPillow.com, use promo code Kirk, MyPillow.com, promo code Kirk. Now, some people might say, Charlie, you're just a talk radio guy. It's hyperbole. Marxism isn't here. We're a free country. We have January 6th defendants in pretrial detention still. Pretrial detention. Got January 6th defendants in pretrial detention. You have Donald Trump facing 700 years in prison. Here's a thought crime for you. Have we become the Soviet Union that we spent decades trying to destroy? Are we the beast that we always feared? Did the Soviet Union actually win the war? Yuri Bezmenov, KGB defector, talked about how they try to infiltrate. One of the premiers of Russia said, just give us a generation. I don't know if it was Khrushchev. It was one of them. He said, we're just going to educate your kids. We're going to win the war. We're just going to come after your kids. And here you have one of the leading Democrats, Hillary Clinton, saying, you know what, like at some point, this is an unbelievable clip. It really is. Now that I read the transcript here, because I've seen the clip, but I didn't isolate this word. She says that there needs to be, the operative word here is formal. She says there needs to be formal deprogramming of the cult members. Hillary Rodham Clinton and the Democrat Party are no better than Joseph Stalin or Mao. And I'm not exaggerating. It's the same worldview. It's the same behavior. Play cut 111.
There wasn't this little tail of extremism waving, you know, wagging the dog of the Republican Party as it is today. Mm-hmm. And sadly, so many of those extremists, those MAGA extremists, take their marching orders from Donald Trump, who has no credibility left by any measure. He's only in it for himself. He's now defending himself in civil actions and criminal actions. And when do they break with him? You know, because at some point, you know, maybe there needs to be a formal deprogramming of the cult members, but something needs to happen.
And what is that? Is that Christine Amanpour, the foreigner? She's laughing. Ha! That's funny. Gulags. It's great. Yeah, they don't mean it as a joke, everybody. Formal deprogramming of the cult members. There's a couple thoughts here. The moderate Republicans, of which I still talk to, they think the left is going to stop. I hear it all the time. Charlie, they're going to reach a limit and they're going to back off. That is rubbish. If you believe that, you are intoxicated with a lie of your own making. That is hopium and that is happy talk. These people will not stop. They're going to take Donald Trump's assets. They're going to put you into a gulag. They're going to re-educate you. Solzhenitsyn told us this. Their ideology usurps reality, which is an excellent segue to exactly what we are about to talk about. When Solzhenitsyn was asked in another interview, they said, what would you say what would you blame as the reason the Soviet Union fell apart? Of course, it was that we forgot God and this is what happened. He also had another quote. He said, all of this was thanks to ideology. And I remember reading that when I first discovered Solzhenitsyn 6 or 7 years ago. I was like, I don't really understand. What do you mean ideology? I kind of put it in the back of my head. Now I know exactly what Solzhenitsyn meant. I know exactly what he means, which is that your fantastical ideology can actually govern you more than reality. I'm going to prove it to you. There are a series of stories, one in particular, that shows how the ideology that we can call woke, communist, Marxist, whatever you want to call it, totalitarian, authoritarian, anti-American, and it pushes back on this narrative I hear all the time from Vichy French Republicans. Oh, it's going to get so bad and then we're going to win. There is zero evidence of that. That is believing in inevitability as an escape hatch. And wait till I walk you through this story. Email us freedom@charliekirk.com. You're living on conquered land. Hey, everybody. Charlie Kirk here. When the government used emergency edicts during COVID to restrict the gathering and worship of churches, three pastors facing the risk of imprisonment, unlimited fines, and their own churches being ripped apart took a courageous stand and reopened their doors in the face of a world that chose to comply. The Essential Church is a feature-length documentary that explores the struggle between the church and government throughout history. The story uncovers those who have sacrificed their lives throughout history for what they believe in. Rediscover why the church is essential and how we prove this stand remains true from a scientific, legal, and most importantly, a theological and biblical perspective. This is not your typical movie. It will change your life. You need to see this movie with your family and friends. The Essential Church is streaming today exclusively at salemnow.com. That's Essential Church Movie streaming at salemnow.com. That is salemnow.com. Check out The Essential Church Movie. It's terrific. So go to salemnow.com right now.
Gulag Archipelago, everybody. We've mentioned it before, but it's worth doing a whole hour on this because it's just so chilling. I revisited the Harvard speech, and again, there was this assumption that he comes in and we get to act as if we're the victors. And he's telling us, no. We are actually ideologically defeating Marxism in the East. We have our own battles, but you guys in the West are no better. Your intellectuals believe this stuff, and you guys are going to be in for a world of hurt. We did not believe him. We laughed. We scoffed. We said, oh, come on. Solzhenitsyn saw the infiltration of the Marxists, the long strategy, the long march of the institutions. He's a prophet. So there's a belief out there that if things get bad enough, eventually people will wake up. I don't think those of us that live in reality, and even I'll be honest, I fall victim to this. Sometimes, you know, if I'm doing a speech, I say, you know, things are falling apart and eventually we're going to be able to wake people up to it. It's a cop out. It's not true. Especially, let me be clear. That is true if you do not have a population or a citizenry that is completely hypnotized by a religious ideology. Religious ideology. And so if it's just like normal people and they're not really attached to any ideology, yes, reality can move them in a certain place. That's what's happening with the parents' movement. That's what's happening with some of the increase in crime. But let me isolate a couple stories in particular. One out of New York that is not unusual. It is now a pattern, and we are noticing this pattern. Let me introduce to you a situation that happened last weekend in New York. It was 3:51 a.m. in Brooklyn. Remember, they've done defund the police, BLM, all that stuff. And there's a boyfriend, girlfriend sitting on a park bench. You might have heard this story, but you probably haven't heard it really articulated thoroughly because the media is ignoring it. Okay, so there's two young people sitting on a boyfriend, girlfriend, sitting on a park bench. And they're both incredibly far left wing. Incredibly far left wing, okay? And when I mean, they are just full believers, devotees to the ideological revolution, okay? So you've probably seen this video. If not, I don't want to show it on the screen because honestly, it's really sad. A black guy walks by them, and these are two white liberals, and the black guy gets into an argument with the white liberal and ends up slitting his throat and killing him.
The girlfriend acts very weird in all this, like very strange in the video. And so this activist, Ryan Carson, who is all about defund the police and marginalized communities, he ends up getting killed by a black, random black person, side of the street, slits his throat, kills him. The young girlfriend who witnessed it is as left-wing Antifa as you could possibly imagine. Put 95 up on screen. This is a perfect image to show, okay? So this is the young lady who saw her boyfriend get murdered on a sidewalk. Just put 95 up, please. Which, here's a picture of her with a Karl Marx license plate, right? So she's a communist. The story gets even deeper and darker. And this is not the first time we've seen this. So here she is. She just sees her boyfriend's throat get slit. And she comes to the police, obviously. And the police ask, can you give us an idea of who did this? Can you give us some characteristics? And by the way, she doesn't even try to provide first aid to her boyfriend, just so we're clear. Very strange video. Doesn't even try to stop the bleeding. She just kind of looks at him. It's a very bizarre video. So the police come to her and they say, hey, who did this? And she's like, well, I don't know. Well, what can you tell us? Young, old, white, black? And she refuses to tell you the race. Now, to be clear, reading between the lines of the reporting, this seems to be the case. That she didn't want to tell the police that it was a black man. She saw her boyfriend get murdered in front of her, of which she did not apply first aid. It's 129. This is the video here. You can see just kind of the picture. And she's more worried about protecting the black thug who just murdered her boyfriend than telling the police that a black thug just murdered her boyfriend. It gets even darker. Ryan Carson, who was murdered by a black criminal at 3:51 a.m. in Brooklyn, his friends have now spoken out. And his friends have said, quote, Ryan Carson would feel bad for his murderer because he would believe that his murderer did not have adequate resources. His social justice warrior gang issued a statement saying we need to feel sorry for the young black man who slit the throat of their friend. Killed him. I'm going to play some of the news tape here, but I hear all the time from conservatives, Charlie, all we have to do is have things get worse. It's this inevitability of turnaround and people will wake up. That is a bunch of rubbish. They will not wake up. These people are under a spell of communistic ideology. They will watch their boyfriend get murdered on the side of the street and they will only get more devoted to the ideology. Yes, it is a cult. It is as simple as I can put it. This is Charles Manson as an entire country. It's like Charles Manson with millions of followers. Listen to this here, play cut 122.
Ryan, are you sorry you killed him?
Ryan, why'd you do it?
Brian, what did he do to you?
Brian, why did you do it?
You want to apologize, Brian?
And then play cut 123.
This is footage of the man police say they were looking for. He has not yet been identified, but we are blurring his face at the moment while charges are pending. We watched again as all of this went down. More than a dozen officers were around when it happened before entering a home here on Lafayette Avenue.
So they blur out the face of the black criminal. You know whose face they didn't blur out? Remember Daniel Penny, who did the restraining of... Yep, there it is. So they blur out the face of the black guy, but the white guy, boom, let's put it on TV. Same outlet, CBS New York. Let's destroy the white guy's life, but the black guy we need to feel sorry for. We've said there's black privilege. Obviously, there's black privilege. This is not an isolated example. This is now happening time and time again. Tragically, in Baltimore, a young tech executive who is an enthusiastic believer in BLM was a cheerleader for every type of race politics thing. She was in her apartment or she was in the lobby or the vestibule of the apartment and a black criminal who is out of prison, should be in prison, tried to come into her building and she let him in. That criminal then raped and murdered her. after she let him into the building. You can show that picture up on screen. This has all happened in like the last week. White liberals are getting hunted down by blacks at rates that we've never seen. It's not funny. It's their own ideology coming and murdering them. I'm not making light of it. I don't enjoy it. This is sick, but the point is that they're not detaching from their ideology. I don't find delight in the death of people. I just don't. I think that's sick if people do. The real takeaway is that their friends, their circle. Remember the Molly Tibbetts example in Iowa, where the young lady was murdered by an illegal and her family says, well, we don't want to try to make it about illegals. Illegals are Iowans with better food. Remember that clip we showed you in Atlanta of a white liberal who called the police on a black homeless guy that was harassing his family with a weapon? And then he started crying on the police body cam because he said, I don't want the black guy to get arrested. They might call me a racist. In Philadelphia, a left-wing blogger by the name of Josh Kruger, who has been praising the Soros-funded DA over and over and over again, saying that it's not wrong to punch Nazis, talking about how terrible conservatives are. Well, Josh Kruger was at his apartment and a black criminal came in and murdered him. Famous Philly blogger. His ideological allies are not saying, huh, maybe there's something going on here. 124 to 127. This is one of the stories you're not going to hear on the rest of the media, by the way, because it's black criminals killing white people. That stuff doesn't get on the mainstream media. Look, it's lawless lands of liberals in Philly where shootings are dropping to levels not seen in years. Next tweet. Some idiot just said you're more likely to get shot and killed than die of COVID in Philly to make some insertive rhetorical point for his side. Folks, 4 times as many Philadelphians have died of COVID than gunshots this year. I understand math is hard, but do better. And he goes on mocking the right. There's a lot here to unpack, but he's dead now and his own ideology killed him. And yet it doesn't wake people up. They're devotees to the ideological revolution, even when they get killed, even when their friends get killed, even when the boyfriend's throat gets slit in front of them, they're not convinced that maybe they believe something that is dreadful.
Hey, Charlie Kirk here. If you guys love this program and you want to support this program, if we have impacted or blessed your life in any way, I want to tell you about a new thing that we are starting it up. First of all, if you have supported us at charliekirk.com/support, nothing to worry about. You guys are going to be moved on over. If you want to support us even more and say, hey, I want exclusive content, I want to talk to Charlie directly, we are standing up this amazing infrastructure. Team's been working so hard at members.charliekirk.com. Not only is it a way to support us directly outside of all of the other channels, but get this, live Q&As with me and the team, articles exclusively written by me that you won't find anywhere else, pre-show prep calls, and more. Sign up today at members.charliekirk.com. We love bringing our show every day, and we can't wait to bring you even more content that is just for you at the Charlie Kirk exclusive. That's members.charliekirk.com. Head to members.charliekirk.com today. Yes, there's going to be a lot of goodies, a lot of engagement, a lot of fun stuff. But even more than that, if you feel moved and compelled that our show is impacting you and impacting the world, it would mean a lot if you became a member at members.charliekirk.com.
And by the way, the race thing is irrelevant there, right? I mean, look, 3% of the population does commit 60% of the murders. I mean, black men kill 60% of the people in the country. But that's besides the point. Any young lady sees a muscular guy and a wife beater, black, white, whatever, don't let that guy into the apartment. Just this good advice. Any dude late at night who you don't know, you have to wonder. Again, the color, I'm not making a point of the color, but the stats are pretty overwhelming that blacks commit almost all the 60% of the murders. That's not the point I'm making, though. What was her reasoning? And if you read her social media as to why she allowed this, that's not true. If you read her social media, her ideological predisposition was guilt. Guilt. Anyone who has a daughter, I'm certainly going to teach this to my daughter. You just don't unlock doors to men, period. End of story. You walk away. But it's all about tolerance, right? It's all about love. It's a tragedy. Her own ideology
might have got her killed, if all public reporting is accurate here. And it's not isolated. And it's not changing minds. And that's what is so shocking about this. Because I honestly thought that, you know, things get bad enough. You see your boyfriend's throat slit. You're probably going to reconsider and say, maybe we should have police. No. They're sending out statements and doing a fundraiser, raising money for themselves. Not a joke. They've done a GoFundMe raising $70,000 for their own trauma that they lost their friend. Not for the funeral, not for the costs. They look at the black criminal who slit the throat of their friend as the victim. That is the Marxist worldview, that you are not responsible for your own actions, that it's not a matter of values, it's a matter of stuff. The reason he slit his throat is that he did not have a penthouse apartment and a credit card that had unlimited amounts and a Rolls Royce. That's why he slit the throat, because he was really angry that he didn't have stuff. That's what Marxists believe, that it is a material explanation for all behavior, and that it is society's fault for not adequately providing the material, the stuff, the resources, the rent, the food, the water, whatever. That's why that guy took out a knife and just slit a throat while his girlfriend stands there and does nothing. So to tie it back to Solzhenitsyn, Solzhenitsyn famously said, it's thanks to ideology. Can we put that screen that up there, Ryan? That you had? And by the way, here's the killer now crying in the back of the car. How long until this guy gets back on the streets? 5 years, 10 years, 15 years? Considering it's Brooklyn and everything is systemically racist. And by the way, they blurred out his face so you didn't see him crying. I bet he's back on the streets in a decade. Back to prowl the streets to go kill more white people. Letitia James is going to get Trump, though. Alvin Bragg is going after Trump. Not this guy. Big Fannie Willis is going after Trump. Solzhenitsyn said, thanks to ideology, this all falls apart. There's only one option. You have to defeat these people. Reality will not convince them. You can convince people in the middle, people that are not devotees, people that did not go to college. What do all these people have in common? They all went to college. You do not learn this outside of college. You just don't. It's impossible. You need 4 years of pressure-filled, nonstop indoctrination. You can convince people, hence Turning Point USA. But this 10 to 15% cohort that is growing in this country, it doesn't matter if their entire family was lynched by BLM. They'd say that it was society's fault. We have to defeat them. We have to grow our ranks, grow our numbers. The truth is on our side, but it's not going to happen automatically. It's not going to happen just because things get bad. They're going to turn to the right. They'll go further left sometimes. Thanks so much for listening, everybody. Email us as always, freedom@charliekirk.com. Thanks so much for listening. God bless.
For more on many of these stories and news you can trust, go to charliekirk.com.
The United States Constitution guarantees every American fundamental rights and protection of life, liberty, and property. Salem is celebrating our founding document with a special offer, a 1953 Oman U.S. Constitution lithograph. Understand the value of these lithographs is to know the story. A master lithographer, immigrant named Theodore Oman, came to this country to find the American dream. 70 years ago in 1953, Oman printed a limited number of these exceptional Constitution lithographs. Go to SalemEventStore.com to read Oman's entire story. America's most important document stands as a testament to all Americans to maintain their liberties, freedoms, and inalienable rights. Buy it and display it proudly. Buy a gift for your family and friends, for all the teachers in your communities. There's a limited number, so act today. Go to SalemEventStore.com to get your exclusive 1953 Oman U.S. Constitution lithograph. Buy it and display it proudly. While limited supplies last, there's a limited time, so act today. SalemEventStore.com, SalemEventStore.com.